everybody reacted as they should. We trained for this. We planned for this. We exercised for this sort of event.
That's Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, talking about the attempted terrorist plot from Christmas Day. She says everything went as it should. We're joined now by Bruce Hoffman, a terrorism expert and professor of security studies at Georgetown University. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
We heard from both Napolitano and the White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs that things proceeded as they should have done, and this was a sign that the system is working. Do you agree?
Well, it's interesting that the British government flagged this individual's name and put him on a watch list in that country, yet in the United States we were unable or incapable of doing so.
And what should we have done that we did not do?
Well, in essence, we've left the defense of aircraft against terrorist threats to the last and the thinnest line, which was the passengers themselves. Fortunately, tragedy was averted, but I think that that's a very thin reed to base our security on. Firstly, in terms of intelligence, his name should have triggered warnings, not only because his father, who was a respected and known individual in the Nigerian banking community, had warned the United States about him, but also because he paid cash for his ticket, which is also one of the key trigger points that should have generated further alerts. Secondly, that he had what is, after all, military ordnance, a very sophisticated explosive, PETN, that physical security should have also detected. So I see it more as a compound failure.
Well, we'll have to see if airline security strategies change in the weeks ahead. Thank you. That's Bruce Hoffman, terrorism expert and professor of security studies at Georgetown University.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.